This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Baton Rouge Representative Barry Ivey presented his package of 7 gun laws in the House Criminal Justice Committee on Wednesday.
I tried to bring a balanced approach. Legislation to what I perceived to be restoring the rights of law-abiding citizens. I wanted to do something that I believe could actually help prevent gun violence.
One, a proposed constitutional amendment, would eliminate the requirement for concealed carry permits.
We've got individuals who, in my opinion, have an absolute constitutional right to concealed carry without a permit. I believe these rights have been infringed.
Victoria Coy with Louisiana Violence Reduction Coalition opposed the bill, saying it would also allow dangerous people to carry loaded weapons.
Every time we see one of these big shootings on the news, people go, if only we known this was a bad guy. The concealed carry permitting system is the system by which we know. That's the whole point.
Ivey said his bill only applies to law-abiding citizens.
It's basically defined as people who are not restricted from possession of a firearm in Louisiana. My bill does not allow dangerous people to legally conceal carry without a permit. Doesn't do that.
Both the Louisiana Sheriff and District Attorneys Associations opposed the bill, which the committee turned down. Ivey moved on to the next bill. House Bill 315 would lift some restrictions on where someone can conceal carry. UL Lafayette professor Dr. John Troutman opposed the bill.
It's vague language, and it suggests that people can carry in bars and college campuses.
Again, Ivy disagreed.
My bill does not allow John Q. Public to get this enhanced concealed carry permit and carry their gun on campus.
And again, the bill was voted down. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.